turn to another story, this time pets, and it might feel a bit strange, this particular one, to hear that the bulldog and the King Charles Cavalier are banned in Norway for health reasons. Let's talk to Pete Weatherburn from Bray Vet on Old Connor Avenue in Bray. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Declan.
Good morning. Tell us the reasoning behind that, the health reasons particularly.
Yeah, this is quite interesting. I mean, it's been known for many years, of course, that pedigreed dogs, so breeds of dogs, are less healthy than crossbred dogs. Like, if you look at this, it costs something like 25% more to get a pedigreed dog insured compared to a crossbred dog. And the reason for that is they're more likely to have health issues. So we've known this for many years. But there are some particular breeds where it's known that the actual breeding is directly related to poor health. And that would include bulldogs, because they're bred in such a way, their nose is so flat that they have such difficulty breathing, that everybody knows that a bulldog is a snuffly, snorting dog. And we know that many of them need some surgery to correct the narrowed airway. That's one example. And the other example is the Cavalier King Charles, which is a very, very high, almost universal incidence of leaky heart valves. And that, again, is directly related to their breeding. So we've known that for a long time. But what's happened in Norway is that the Norway SPCA took the Norwegian Kennel Club and also named breeders to court and said that under existing animal welfare legislation, it was actually cruel to produce puppies by breeding these breeds, and therefore they should be stopped from producing new puppies. And in quite a lengthy ruling, 60 pages, they decided that yes, the Norway SPCA had a strong case, and therefore breeding of these breeds should actually be ceased in Norway. And they were denied the opportunity to appeal this. So it's become the law, and that's that. So it's very, very significant.
Yeah, and I mean, Norway is connected to other countries. Okay, they're not in the EU, but they might as well be in a lot of what they do. I mean, it just moves the breeding elsewhere, doesn't it?
Yes, of course. I mean, it doesn't mean that people can't keep these breeds in Norway. It means that there'll probably be a bit of a boom in the trade of young dogs of those breeds into Norway. Yes, it does. And of course, the outraged breeders, because for some people this is their life, breeding these breeds, and to be told you can't do it anymore, they're absolutely outraged. And they're saying that all it's going to do is make the black market in these puppies expand. So obviously it's really quite controversial. But the significant thing about it is that Norway's animal welfare laws are very similar to the Irish ones, to the UK ones, to the USA ones. You know, these new animal welfare laws have come in across the world in the past 20 or 30 years, so that most countries have similar type of laws. And in some parts of our society, they're very strictly enforced. For example, if you do any scientific work with animals, you have to get approval under the legislation from all bunches of committees and all sorts of things. But this is the first time that the laws have been strictly applied to animal breeding. So what's really interesting about this is that it may be the start of a trend across all the different countries that have the laws in place. Because the law is the same, and the interpretation is logical, so it's very hard to see why it wouldn't also apply in this country.
So, could I ask you a final question on this then? Can the difficulties, the faulty heart with the King Charles and the nose breeding, could that be bred out of these dogs?
Well, I think that's the main point. Yes, they could very easily be bred out, but the way you'd have to do it is by so-called outcrossing. In other words, you'd have to bring in crossbred dogs into the pedigree breed. So you'd have to make Cavaliers a bit different, because they'd have blood in them, if you like, from dogs that aren't Cavaliers. And the same with bulldogs. You'd have to actually make bulldogs have slightly longer noses by bringing in other types of dogs with longer noses. And pedigree breeders are very against this. The very principle of pedigree breeding is that you're inbreeding. You're choosing from a selected group of dogs. So it's time for that it is time for that to change, and that's what this ruling is saying. Is that we have to focus more on producing healthy dogs rather than just purebred dogs. It's all about health.
Very good. Okay. Pete Weatherburn, PeteTheVet.com is his website, and you can drop into Brae Vet on Old Connor. Thanks very much indeed, Pete, for your insight into that one. What's going on in Norway? Thank you.